we can turn it around, and we're trying here, certainly with this show and all other green programs. There's quite a few, I'm happy to say, on the Progressive Radio Network, and not much on television. Going to try to do something about that in the new year, if not mainstream television and broadcast television, perhaps online with Internet TV. Why? Well, it just seems like we need to occupy the airwaves with green content. I can't think of a subject matter. Of course, this has been my my thing for a long time, but that is more relevant to so many people, everybody, and also can't think of, a better use of the airwaves and what we all need to do to take part in this great transition that has not quite gotten underway, so I'm sure you agree on that. I was combing through the newsletters, all the green newsletters I get, and I saw something of interest and made a call, and I'm pleased to have on the program now Matt Honenstreet. He is the Director of Sales and Marketing at the Concord Hilton. Concord is in the east section of the Bay Area, East Bay Area, and the Hilton is one of the leading hotel chains to really take sustainability seriously. I've been monitoring them and have not had anything on the program for a couple of years, really, on what's going on to green the hospitality industry. And since so many of you are out there traveling over the holidays, many of you staying in hotels, including our next guest who happens to be at a hotel in Florida, I thought, well, this is timely. And I also like the latest news about how the Hilton is doing something to make their pillows more sustainable, and that may seem like kind of a small thing to you, but it turns out it's just the tip of the iceberg. They're doing a lot more than that. We're going to find out right now from Matt Honenstreet. Welcome to the Green Front, Matt.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for being with me on short notice and during a holiday week, but I guess that's the thing about the hotel industry. You guys are pretty much 24/7, 365 days a year, probably busier right now than ever.
That is correct.
So you've done some really interesting things there at the Concord Hilton. Tell us, just kind of put this in context from national owners of the hotel and why they decided to make your particular property really a prototype for sustainability, not only in terms of the building but the practices.
Well, absolutely. The Hilton Concord here, as you said, is in the San Francisco East Bay area, and we are owned and managed by Interstate Hotels and Resorts. And we are a Hilton hotel, full-service Hilton hotel. So both our ownership management as well as our brand, Hilton, all are embracing sustainability and green initiatives. And one thing that makes our hotel so exciting is that in the latter half of 2011, we have undergone a multi-million dollar renovation. And this is a thorough hotel renovation from guest rooms, public areas, meeting space. So it was very timely in regards to our ability to implement a significant amount of green initiatives, sustainable products, as well as systems and technologies throughout the hotel to really take our property to the next level. And I can list off a few of those projects that have already been implemented, if you'd like.
Please do, yes. And then we'll talk about how guests at your hotel can sleep easier knowing they are sleeping on greener pillows, if you will. Include that
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. Well, one thing that a lot of our guests and clients, say on a regular, consistent basis is we expect the hotel industry to be green to some level. And most hotels will say, yes, we have implemented programs to be green. Our hotel's taken it to the next step, where not only do we have extensive recycling programs throughout the building, including even light bulbs, batteries, and things that a lot of other hotels don't recycle, but, for example, when we replaced all of the toilets in the guest rooms, we not only recycled over 9 tons of ceramic from the toilets that we replaced, but the new EcoFlush toilets essentially will save the hotel over 8 million gallons of water annually.
Wow.
Which obviously does two things. Is one, it's the sensible thing to do to support green initiatives in the environment and to be use resources wisely, but it also saves the hotel money. And
the bottom line?
Right, and the new hotel toilets as well are they're comfort seat, so they are actually more comfortable for the guests. And guests, like you said, can feel better about staying at a hotel like ours, knowing that we care about not only their comfort and hospitality and services we provide, but we care about the environment and the local community as well. The hotel also has implemented low temperature dishwasher systems that use less water, and they use eco-friendly disinfectants as opposed to high temperature dishwashers that consume more water and more therms of natural gas. We have implemented well water irrigation for all the exterior landscaping of the hotel, as well as drip systems that minimize water consumption, as well as implementing local flora and fauna so that we don't have a lot of waste water consumption. We installed an EcoSafe digester, so 100% of the hotel's organic waste goes through. It's safely converted over 1,200 pounds a day into a liquid that's returned to the ecosystem. It's a fantastic product. It minimizes the hotel's solid waste on a weekly, daily basis to the tune of 2 to 3 tons a week, less trash to the landfill. And LED lighting is relatively cutting edge. The hotel has been retrofitted, public room areas, meeting space, hotel guest rooms with LED lighting. For example, there are 3 chandeliers that were hanging in front of our grand ballroom. They used about 2,000 watts of a power. Those have been replaced with LED chandeliers that use 80 watts instead of 2,000 watts, to give you an idea. The ozone laundry system, essentially our ozone laundry system will save approximately 10,000, basically CO2 emissions equivalent to 10,000 gallons of gasoline or 192 barrels of crude oil a year. It'll save electricity in the form of drying and washing that would equivalently power 13 homes for a year. The CO2 emissions from the energy saved would equate to the CO2 emissions produced by 8 homes a year. And,
can you talk a little bit about that, Matt, just about how ozone cleaning works?
Sure. Well, essentially, it's an AquaWing ozone laundry system. It leaves our facility with a more efficient and responsible laundry system. It activates the wash water, allowing it to be more efficient and using, therefore, less water. It also literally reduces and or minimizes the amount of detergents used, and it equates to a cleaner, more sterile, fluffier linen product for the guest rooms than the traditional methods. So this does save not only on water and sewer bills and water consumption, but it also allows us to wash with cold water, eliminating the need for CO2 to heat, or CO2 creation in the heating of water. And it also minimizes drying time. So ozone has the sustainable ability to literally energize a very nominal amount of laundry chemical. So it's a pretty interesting and elaborate system, and guest feedback is it's a cleaner, fresher smelling product because there are no perfumes or anything of the sort in. So it's hypoallergenic. It smells great. It's a fluffier, cleaner, whiter, and it also extends the life of the linens that we utilize in the hotel. So it's a pretty amazing system that we implemented. And then I know you go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah. I was just going to say, because you are doing a pilot program there, you have the ability to, take the time to interview your guests, or I don't know how you do it, in maybe evaluation forms or written questionnaires, but that's great to get that feedback immediately from guests.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have had nothing but positive feedback from our associates here at the hotel, the people who actually fold and put the laundry and linens in the guest rooms, but also from the guests and clients who stay here. So the housekeepers, for example, that fold the laundry, they're impressed by the way the towels are fluffier and they're whiter and cleaner and they smell better. They don't smell like detergent or perfumes. Mm. And that's just our housekeepers. And so it's pretty impressive. And then our guests as well. They're very pleased with the cleanliness, the smell of, and the look of, and the feel of the linens in the room.
And last but not least, your pillow renovation program.
Yeah, the pillow renovation program was something that caught me off guard. I was like, pillow vac? What is a pillow vac? Well, essentially, over time, pillows in hotel rooms tend to become flat or they lose their bounce, regardless of how of the filling. And oftentimes, the filling disintegrates or leaves dust. So the Hilton here in Concord now uses the pillow vac system to clean and return bounce to the pillows and virtually eliminates the wasteful disposal of old pillows. So it's designed specifically for pillow renovation. The PillowVac uses an ozone-emitting germicide light. It kills the bacteria, sanitizes, and deodorizes the filling completely, essentially returning, you know, a used or older pillow into essentially a new pillow that's clean, sterile, smells better, and is fluffier, virtually as new. So the PillowVac eliminates much of the pillow replacement cost for a hotel, as well as the product and the consumption of natural resources like down. And it's very interesting. It also uses very little space, and it runs from a standard electrical outlet. It's very easy to do, and the guest feedback has been tremendous. In fact, we have had guests comment at our front desk saying, "Hey, where can I buy these pillows? They smell fresh, they're firm yet fluffy, they're great." And when they learn that they're essentially recycled, they are like, wow. So we've actually sold some to travelers who found them to be amazing. So,
like that, not to mention the competition, but wasn't it a W Hotel? Their beds were so popular that it caused demand for this particular bed.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure yours are just as comfortable at the Hilton.
That's right, yes.
I've been covering this beat, the environmental beat, for long enough that I remember, I don't know, maybe a decade or a dozen years ago, the Hilton in San Francisco was really first, you know, in terms of when they would replace their beds, they would give the mattresses to, you know, homeless shelters, and really was on the cutting edge of sustainability initiatives. Is that your perspective today? Are they still leading the pack?
Well, you know, I know that I can't speak on behalf of the San Francisco Hilton. However, I can tell you that all of the direction we're getting from Hilton as a corporation is if you any possible way to implement green and sustainability initiatives into your day-to-day hotel operations, they strongly encourage. And the same would go for Interstate Hotels and Resorts, is that they embrace this, as do a vast majority of our clientele, all the corporations who send travelers into the market, as well as the individuals, leisure travelers, people on vacation, etc. And people care about this, and they appreciate it when a hotel like ours here at the Hilton Concord actually put their best foot forward and actually are doing things that guests can see, smell, feel, that have a true positive impact on not only their experience at the hotel, but also on the environment.
And is there anyone at the top of the you know, Hilton chain that has really been a visionary behind this? Because the Hilton nationally has been, as far as I've following, pretty much the forerunner. Marriott Hotels, I know, is also taking on a lot of green initiatives in the last few years. But sometimes it does take one person to really, you know, make it happen. Or is it just a company-wide priority that you've been aware of?
Well, I feel that it's more of a corporate philosophy that's being thoroughly embraced from the top of the corporate chain to the people who work here at the hotels. And I don't know if there's any one specific individual with corporate Hilton that's driving this. However, whomever that may be did a great job, because we feel it, we hear it, and we here at the property level are embracing it.
So let's talk in the couple minutes we have left about how much energy and water you must use at hotels. I mean, you're 24/7, 365 days a year. I know our water bill just in my home, and we're a pretty green household, other than my teenage daughter who takes too long showers. But the bills must really be going up. That must be part of the motivation here. You know, is there concern as water rates, electricity rates continue to rise, as you know, we have shrinking resources on this planet, about what that might do to your prices? Because of course you have to pass them along to the customers.
Well, absolutely. You're correct. I mean, there are dual purposes here. You know, it does, you know, saving 8 million gallons of water annually, for example, which is what we will save with our new toilets annually. You know, that does have a drastic impact in regards to what we save on our water bill. Now, I can't quantify that for you, but I can tell you, you know, it helps offset the increases that we see on an annual basis, whether it be electricity, gas, water. You're correct. All the utilities have been and will continue to steadily increase in cost to the hotel. And we do have guests we are open 365 days a year. And when a guest is in a hotel, you know, they may very well leave their hotel room for the day when they're out visiting their, you know, conducting business or visiting friends and family or whatnot in the area. And they may leave their air conditioner on. They may leave their lights in the room on. You know, honestly, they may leave their faucet running.
Don't tell me that. That's going to give me nightmares.
People do that. And so what we've done is we've actually isolated and identified a total guest room energy management system that is currently in a beta testing period for our hotel that we're hoping to, of course, embrace, which allows our system to electronically monitor guest rooms so that when a guest checks out of their hotel room or they leave for the day, that we can essentially turn off remotely all the lights and air conditioner, HVAC, in the room. And then when they return, we can automatically turn it all back on to the state it was left when they departed. So it's a pretty cutting-edge system.
That's brilliant.
That we're very excited about. And, it is about the bottom line, but it is also about being a responsible member of the community, responsible for the natural resources that we consume as an industry. And it's, quite frankly, what our guests and our employees want. They want to do the right thing, and I think all of those things can be accomplished by some of the initiatives that we're implementing here at the hotel.
Very glad to hear that. I know in Europe, you know, when you go out of the room, you can just put your card in, I believe, and that automatically shuts off all the lights in the room. We were just staying at a hotel in New York a couple of weeks ago, an independent hotel, and while they consider themselves to be a greener hotel, I engaged in conversation with one of the managers, and the reason I did was because when we came back from being out for about an hour or two, all the housekeepers had been in, and all the lights were on, and I asked, if you're a greener hotel, why are you turning on all the lights? And they said, well, we just want to make it kind of a warm and brighter environment when people come in the rooms. So I said, oh, my goodness. Well, it's bright daylight outside. You know, that is kind of wasteful, especially if you're promoting yourself as a, you know, hotel that embraces sustainability practices. So we got into a longer conversation about that, and I imagine that's what happens across the country. You know, resources are being wasted. You know, coal-fired power plants are pumping away, keeping lights on in rooms that are empty all day. And like you say, most important probably is the heating and cooling systems that get left on obliviously.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so we're taking steps to bring awareness to our travelers, as well as taking some additional steps to take it to the next level as far as what we can do to control, intervene, and minimize the consumption of all of the natural resources, energy, gas, water, et cetera.
Yeah.
So it's nice. And we're not done. And I don't think we'll ever be done. We have some future initiatives that are currently on the drawing board, all in proposal phase at this point, but like electric car charging stations, of course, the total guest room energy management system I mentioned, a hydroflow water purification system. We're also looking into a green roof system for above our restaurant for growing herbs and vegetables, as well as, you know, capturing and utilizing rainwater, and, you know, green roofs, obviously, you know, help control, you know, the heating of the urban areas, et cetera. So, I mean, we're not done, and we're going to continue exploring and investigating, you know, opportunities where we as a hotel and as an industry, of course, can make a positive impact for our guests, our travelers, and for our communities.
So hopefully the days of sheets in any given hotel getting washed every day, like anybody does that at home, are over or ending. Let's hope.
For the most part, they already have. You know, I know that we have a system in place where we will change for a guest that's staying multiple nights. They, of course, have the option of having their linens changed every day, but our standard is not to do that unless they request it. So, for example, there's a tasteful card in the bathrooms that say, you know, please hang your towel if you wish to reuse them. If you, you know, would wish to have them replaced, you know, of course, leave them on the floor. And a lot of guests, even more and more guests are actually being aware and cognizant of the impact that they're having while traveling, and they will actually reuse their towels, because, like you said, we do at home, and I think that mentality is changing.
Matt Hohenstreet, thank you so much for your contributions, both at the Hilton in Concord and the San Francisco Bay Area, and also for being available today on the Greenfront. Really appreciate it. Green hats off to you.
Thank you very much, Betsy. I appreciate it as well.
Have a great Green New Year, and we're going to take a very quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about energy consumption and how we can all move towards having cleaner sources of that energy right after this.